coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. You guys trail 21-10 in the second quarter, but then come back with a very impressive 51-27 victory over Rhode Island, pick up your first conference victory of the season. Give me your assessment of the game.
Yeah, I think what you said there, down 21-10, you know, I was just happy with the way our guys responded to some adversity in that game. You know, we didn't do a good job of that down in Villanova, and it kind of got away from us down there when we had to face some tough times during the game. So that was probably the most pleasing thing from the game, you know, down 21-10 and just being able to fight back before the half there. Got the huge punt return from Micah and ultimately just got rolling in the third quarter with our ability to run the football. So just happy to get the first win in the league. That's always good. And, you know, looking forward to a road trip and a tremendous test against Albany.
We have a media question. Q, if you'll get that for us, Posh.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
What? Injury update, Najee Good, rib injury, DeAndre Scott, of course, with concussion protocol. What's their availability for this weekend? And then, take a look. What are concerns as you look ahead to Albany?
Yeah, you know, DeAndre, we're still waiting to see. He's got to meet with the doctor, so that's kind of been slowed down. That will probably be a game-time decision. And Najee is slated to play right now. Just going to have to protect him with his ribs, but other than that, he should be fine. That's pretty much those two guys right there.
Okay. At Albany?
Yeah, you know, obviously, they had the week off last week, so I'm sure they got a head start on us, and it's just a team that's, playing well. You know, I think their wideouts make a lot of plays, similar to what I said last week, so we're going to have to, with our style of defense and what we do, we're going to have to make plays when the ball's in the air. They play a couple quarterbacks, so that'll be challenging from a game plan standpoint. And then obviously defensively, they're one of the best in the league. So we're going to have a great game plan and just come ready to play on the road.
Sure. Joe, when we talked a couple weeks ago about having Micah back in the lineup, and you touched on in your opening comments, that 77-yard punt return with about a minute to go before the half put you guys on top and certainly provided some momentum going into the locker room. How big of a play was that?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, obviously we were down 21-10. We were able to go down the field and score, make it 21-17. I think there was about a minute 30 on the clock. And, you know, their offense had scored on three out of first four possessions. So, just talking with the staff, we didn't know if we wanted to use our timeouts or just take it into half, being down a score and come out and try and go down the field. So, they kind of got behind on schedule with their offense on the first snap there, so we decided to use the timeouts. And, we just said to the guys, give Micah a chance. You know, we have some dynamic returners. We got Micah Wright. We got Ernest Edwards. And we just always preach to our guys, just give them an opportunity. Just let them have a chance. They can make people miss. And ultimately, Micah had the guts to catch that thing in a tight window, make two guys miss initially, and I thought it was very well blocked up, on our shoot return there. So, but he just has the ability to take the risk, to make some tight catches on punt return, and ultimately he's proven that he can do that in the past. And obviously the plays came alive at that point. It was really a momentum shift, and obviously we came out of the half with a lot of momentum and ran the ball pretty well too.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Certainly a big day for your freshman quarterback, Chris Ferguson, 18-28, 214 yards and 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. And I know he's had a couple of tough weeks against some really quality defenses. And you have said over the last couple weeks in this call that, you know, the confidence that you've maintained in him and you felt like he was still okay. What clicked on Saturday for him, and how happy were you to see him come back and have some success after a few rough weeks?
Yeah, it was great. You know, like you said, we've had confidence in him. There was a reason we named him the starter back in August. He's a freshman. He's going to have some tough weeks. But I think we did some different things preparing him last week with practice and with some reps and just the way we went about things. We changed some things as coaches. Our game plan was on point. It was a great job by the O staff, and just helps him out, and he has the ability to make all the throws, but I think the game plan and obviously our ability to run the ball certainly helped, especially in the second half. So we just got to come up with another great plan against another good defense. And like we talk about all the time this week, it's very hard to win, and You know, we have a tremendous test this week on the road.
With Micah back, you certainly have has added to your depth at wide receiver. You have a bunch of weapons out there for him to throw to, and Jaleel Reed was the favorite target on Saturday. 5 catches, 123, and 3 touchdowns. Just talk about his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, it was huge. You know, we kind of Jaleel's first touchdown was on a little 3-step route. You know, made a corner miss, and then obviously just went off to the races there, and scored on that long touchdown. You know, had one down in the end zone on kind of a man coverage route, and then obviously the flea flicker at the end there got him his third. So, you know, I think Jaleel, like we said, with Micah coming back, I think it just gets everyone back into kind of their normal role, and they just feel more comfortable in that role, and it opens up some things. But, you know, we'll keep, you know, forging ahead with a plan for each of those guys, ways to get each of those guys the ball. And that's really the challenge there at wide receiver. We got some dynamic guys, and it's just about how we game plan things to get them touches and make sure we get them the ball in open space. But I think Jaleel showed that, you know, he can certainly do it all by himself too.
For a running back, getting over 200 yards is a pretty rare accomplishment, and you got a guy now, Josh Max. He's done it twice here in 6 weeks, 248 yards on 30 carries and a TD. And you know, in the past, at least a year ago, you balanced things with the back, but Josh has certainly become the workhorse. He seems to enjoy that role, and just talk about his performance and how, as you touched on, when he's able to run the ball like that, it kind of opens everything else up.
Yeah, certainly, and obviously the O-line has got to be credited. They were the players of the game yesterday for offense. The O-line did a great job, so did the tight ends, and I thought our wideouts blocked really well on the perimeter too. It was just a complete team effort. And obviously Josh gets all the stats and the touchdowns, but certainly Josh had a good performance in terms of just being more patient with things, not rushing his footwork, which we felt he was doing a couple of weeks in a row there. So we slowed him down, and he really took time to see things, and I think the run game just came together. I thought we had a great plan, and the kids bought into it, but I was just really pleased with how we blocked overall, especially on the perimeter. But the O-line obviously certainly has a lot to do with why Josh is doing well.
Switching sides of the ball, you touched on Rhode Island has a couple of long drives that they're able to score on in the first quarter, but then when it got to 21-10, then you guys 41 unanswered points, and while you know that when you put 51 on the board, obviously the attention turns to the offense. Your defense obviously made some big adjustments to shut them down. What was the biggest change?
You know, nothing really schematically. We just had to play better, you know, and you got to give them credit. They got some playmakers at wideout, and they made a lot of plays. You know, and I know that just we had confidence in our guys going in, and we just have to settle them down. Certainly the momentum helped them settle down with the score on offense and the Micah punt return, and obviously having the lead going into half. I think that helped them, but ultimately, just got to be more disciplined there. Just got to make some big plays. You know, I really think there was a lot of one-on-ones, and with the style of defense we play, there is going to be a lot of that, especially in the secondary, and we just have to continue to make plays. So that was probably the biggest thing on defense. We settled down, just got in the comfort zone. You know, they killed us on third down in the first half, you know, and pretty much until we got it slowed down in the third quarter there. But that was the story of the first half. I felt like we were doing an okay job first, second down, but they were killing us on third down, getting every conversion, third and longs too, which are backbreakers. You know, they converted a third and 22 as well, you know, a route underneath the Cooper, and he made us miss. So, you know, just gotta settle down there and play better. Obviously, we're doing the right things. I think we're coaching the right things, but just our guys just got to be in position to make better plays.
You guys were also able to force 3 turnovers, which is something you had done in some games earlier this year, and then not so much in the last week or so, but how big were the turnovers being able to force those?
Yeah, it was huge. I thought the Whitaker strip sack was big. You know, that was probably the most important one. You know, Najee's interception, you know, was more because of the pressure there. You know, we really couldn't get to him early in the game, so we just changed our philosophy there on third down and wanted to go after him a little bit. You know, kind of force the hand and get the ball out. You know, so those were key. But I thought the Whitaker strip sack was a big one. Got him pinned down there, and you know, we just got to be opportunistic. We did that last year a lot of times with the same group of guys, and if we can do that and create timely turnovers, I mean, every coach would say that's what you want. So we just got to keep preaching it, and hopefully our guys keep making those plays.
You, Albany, up next for your team, and you've seen two of the nation's very best defenses in James Madison and Villanova already this season. Albany is another one that's ranked in the top 10 nationally. How are they similar, different, or how do you compare them to the defenses you've seen with JMU and Villanova? And does having faced defenses like that maybe help the preparation for UAlbany?
Yeah, you know, I think every defense is different, but obviously I think the common characteristic with, you know, JMU, Nova, and Albany is just this well-coached. I mean, they're disciplined on defense. They do things the right way. They play together. They run to the ball. They tackle well. They cover well. Obviously, Hoskins is a big deal on third down and pass rush situations, and he's gotten even better against the run this year as he's gotten older. So it's just going to be a challenge for us. We got to stick together. There's going to be times of adversity on the road against a great defense. We just got to be ready to respond and take advantage of opportunities we get. You know, and then obviously on the offensive side for them, like I said, I think the wideouts are talented. They make big-time plays and the ball is in the air. And against our scheme and the way we play defense, there's going to be a lot of balls thrown around the air. We got to make plays. And certainly, you know, it'll start with our offense and hopefully moving the ball against our defense. But just looking forward to another great game in the CAA against a very well-coached team. And two teams that really, really want to win.
All right, Joe, thanks as always for the time today, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.